Previously on Live from Mount Olympus.
I am Styx.
Goddess of the river.
Welcome to your new home.
How can I find the way to feel at home in a place I can't even see?
Look straight ahead.
What is... Oh no, it's gone already. Was it a glittering pool?
Nemosyne, the pool of memory.
I just want to hold his hand one more time.
Give me your hand and I will take you to the River Lethe, the river of forgetfulness. It's the first gift you will encounter here.
Forgetfulness is a gift?
For mortals, it can be. Especially if memory stands in the way of opening your heart to what must come next.
I'm gonna go explore. It's time to head out on my own.
Lean into the darkness, child. Only then will you be able to find the light.
Hey there, listeners. It's Nima Gobier. I'm the co-host of Mindshift, the podcast where we explore the future of learning and how we raise our kids.
I don't teach math. I don't teach reading. I teach people.
You'll hear from teachers, parents, researchers, and students as we uncover innovative approaches in and out of the classroom.
It holds a lot about how we want students and young people to move through the world, how we want to set them up for success.
Find Mindshift wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Mount Olympus is produced by the Onassis Foundation and is a proud member of Tracks from PRX.
The mist has gathered again, so it's hard to see anything. Is that the white cypress? And I think that's a grove of poplar trees. Let me sit for a moment to draw them. I want to capture the movement in their branches. Maybe with the pace of my hand? There's no hard edge in sight. How do I draw such insubstantial beauty? Who's there? I hear your weeping, but I cannot see you. Why are you so sad? I'm sorry, but it's so hard to understand what you are trying to...
I want her to live!
Okay, I can hear you now. Who do you want to live?
My daughter. She's about to be married. But we were all so hungry.
Hungry? Why were you so...
I'm losing her. I can't remember her face any longer. Will she remember me?
Of course she will remember you. A daughter always remembers. How did you die?
The famine. Nothing will grow. I gave my daughter my last bit of food. I want her to live, to be married, to be happy. But the goddess Demeter no longer blesses the harvest, and no seeds will sprout.
My mother did this?
I see asphodel flowers blooming at your feet. Goddess Persephone, I'm so sorry. I didn't recognize you. Please, please help me.
What is your name?
Trophonia.
Trophonia. Nurturer. And what is your daughter's name, Trophonia?
Her name is... Oh my gods. Her name has faded away. I am fading away.
No, here, hold my hand. You are in focus again.
How can the gods let this happen? They think they are so powerful and brave, but, oh gods, forgive me. I forgot who I was in the presence of for a moment.
No. You can continue. I'm not here to judge.
Really?
Yes.
I just think that some of the gods are...
Yes?
Selfish.
Oh.
Because their anger at one another becomes our pain on Earth. We must bravely suffer whatever the gods provide. And we are the ones who eventually die.
What you say is true, but you are here now, and I think I know I can help you. Come with me.
Where?
To the waters of...
I'm not going to that river of forgetfulness. That's where Hades brought the others. I don't want to lose her. When she crosses the river Styx, what if I don't remember her?
No, the river Lethe is not the only water here. There is also Mnemosyne, the pool of memory with clear, still depths. If you drink from Mnemosyne, you should be able to hold on to the memory of your daughter.
There is such a pool?
Yes, come on. We're nearly there. Here is Mnemosyne. Sip from her waters.
I see my daughter's face in my reflection, but my hands can't hold the water. How can I drink?
This poplar leaf will hold all you need in order to hold on to her here.
Thank you, goddess. Helena. My daughter's name is Helena.
Now there is hope that you will know her when you meet in the underworld one day. Though I hope that's a long time from now.
Thank you. I am forever grateful.
We have come to the crossroads, Trifonia, where three roads meet. It's sacred to my mother's dear friend Hecate. From here, take this road to meet the other souls in the field of asphodels. I'm going a different way, so I must say goodbye to you here.
Why?
Because I don't want to be selfish anymore. Farewell, Trifonia.
Go safely, goddess. Thank you.
This road descends deeper into the murk. When I look behind me, I can still glimpse the eerie light from the poplar grove. But ahead? I will have to lay down layer after layer of black in my notebook to capture this dark emptiness. Whoa! Out of the darkness, a shape is emerging. Could that be the entrance to Tartarus? The bronze gates are huge. I wonder if they're locked.
What's a nice goddess like you doing in a place like this?
Who or what are you?
Have you not heard of the hundred-handed ones? My brothers and I each have 50 heads and 100 arms, so nothing can escape our gaze or outrun our reach.
Not even you, Persephone! You wouldn't dare stand at the edge of the abyss. Look how afraid you are.
I may be afraid, and I may be overwhelmed, but I am also curious. And if I have to stay here, I want to see all of this place for myself.
Watch out! You're getting too close. Maybe you'll fall in.
This pit, it's so hard to see. It must go on forever and ever and...
It does. It would take 9 days, falling, to reach the bottom.
Your grandpa Kronos is down there. Want to meet him? Maybe he'll swallow you, too.
Gods who anger Zeus end up in this dark prison. Have you angered your father, Persephone? Or done something else to deserve an eternal punishment in the dark pit of Tartarus?
Save your breath, hundred-handed ones. You can't scare me. I'm already living through the worst experience of my life.
Indeed. You have been ripped from everyone you love.
No mother to guide you.
No friends to give you courage.
You are alone.
In the darkest and most awful place in the world. Full of ghosts.
Ghosts? Ghosts and monsters.
And forgetting.
No!
What have you forgotten, Persephone?
I will not forget! I will always remember the warmth of the sun on my face, the colors of the flowers in the meadow, my mother's arm around my shoulders, my friends who love me for who I am. I carry all of them inside me. And as long as I remember that all of our fates are tied together, I will never be alone.
Goddess, such light. You're glowing.
It took looking into the Maw of Tartarus, the darkest place in all of the cosmos, for me to be able to see my own light. Styx was right. I may have found what I've been searching for. I must go back. Goodbye, hundred-handed ones.
Goodbye, Persephone. Goodbye, Queen-to-be.
I've reached the crossroads again. There are the poplars, and there's the white cypress beside Lethe. And is that a grove of pomegranate trees? Oh, I can see the gates to his palace, over there. I'm going to tell him. I am. If I have to stay here, he needs to know who I am and what I plan to do. He's going to hate that I gave Tophronia the gift of memory. All he does is take memories away. That's so cruel. If I can't leave the underworld, I will fight to change things. I am Persephone, and I have questions for Hades that he must answer. Stop it, Cerberus. You know I don't like all your slobber. Okay, I guess that's how you express affection. And I guess it's cute, despite your breath. Not now, Cerby. Here, fetch.
There you are, Persephone.
I have things I need to tell you, and you're not gonna like them.
Okay.
After you took the shades to Lethe, I met one. A lost soul. I could almost see straight through her.
That is what happens here. You'll get used to it after a while.
But what if I don't want to get used to it? I took her hand, and suddenly I could see her. A woman, thin and tired.
There are many more like that on Charon's ferry these days. Many more.
And I know why! It's because of you! My mother won't let anything grow. Because you stole me away from the earth.
I see.
And this shade, she was a mother who gave her daughter her last crust of bread, so her daughter would live.
A noble gesture.
She couldn't even remember her child's name. She was struck almost silent by grief. Her heart was broken.
They are all so full of pain. That's why I lead them to the River Lethe. Forgetting is the best approach.
But why must they forget? I did something. I led the shade to Mnemosyne and helped her drink. And she remembered. She remembered her daughter's name.
Persephone, that's...
Reckless? Against your laws? Well, I don't care if you're angry. Hades...
Persephone, I'm not angry. I'm intrigued by what you've just done.
Wait, what?
I've been doing the same things down here for all eternity. I never imagined I could do anything differently. Not until I watched you escape from the palace.
You were spying on me?
No, no! I got to the window just after you jumped. As you walked away, you were so determined. It was the first time I had a sense of what you might be able to accomplish here. And now I see. I think what you did with the shade was splendid.
Splendid? But you make them all forget.
I do. Because I never imagined what you just described. That allowing one memory of someone you love could ease the pain of separation.
Yeah, Tophronia was still sad, but she had hope.
Hope. It doesn't take away the pain, but it could make it easier to bear. How caring you are, Persephone. Tell me, what were you thinking about in that moment?
I was thinking about her daughter, Helena, about how hard it is to lose your mother, how painful it is not to be with her, but how her memory can comfort even when she's not there.
I didn't meet my mother until I was already grown. But you and your mother have been so close. Of course you found a way to help.
I did. I really did help her. And I want to, I must help others. Hades, if we could help the Shades.
We? You just said we for the first time. Together we could make existence in the underworld less harsh.
Yes, and the Shades could choose their own path instead of all having to forget.
We would make a wonderful team, Persephone. Not now, Serby. Fetch.
Hades, why did you choose me?
I fell in love with your imagination. The colors you give to the flowers light the world. There's a spark in you, and now I see it burning even more brightly.
But why didn't you just ask me? Why did you have to ask my father?
Well, that is the custom. And you had already turned down half of Olympus. What would you have said if I'd asked you?
I wouldn't know. I was never given the choice.
I understand. And I am sorry. For what it's worth, I promise never to do that again.
My trust is something you'll need to earn. Sometimes I feel like I'm a prisoner here.
I'm sorry you feel that way. But as a god, the only thing that would keep you here is if you ate food grown in the underworld.
Food? You mean like the pomegranates I saw growing?
Yeah. And you haven't eaten a thing since you arrived.
I haven't been hungry at all. So, you're saying I could go back to Earth one day if I didn't eat anything in the underworld?
It would break my heart, but I want what you want. We just need to convince your father.
Well, you know my father. Once he makes a decision, he never turns back. Even if he's made a mistake.
Do you still think he made a mistake, Persephone? You could use your power to change this world.
We'll see, Hades. Hi, boy. We'll see.
Live from Mount Olympus is produced by the Onassis Foundation. Our executive producer is Karen Brooks Hopkins. Julie Burstein is our series creator and showrunner. Live from Mount Olympus is co-produced by Brooklyn-based theater company, The Team. Our directors are Rachel Chapkin and Keenan Tyler Oliphant. And our actors are Kayla Bennett, Eric Berryman.
We? You just said we for the first time.
Viney Burroughs.
I'm not going to that river of forgetfulness.
Jalea Casey. Divine Garland. Mary Harris. Joanne Hernandez.
I have things I need to tell you, and you're not gonna like them.
Modesto Flaco Jimenez. Anna Kendrick. Libby King. Ian Lassiter. Jalen Levingston. Christina Liberis. Nehemiah Luckett. Kimberly Marable. Jake Margolin. James Harrison Monaco. Isabella Rossellini. Kristen C.
What's a nice goddess like you doing in a place like this?
Nidra Sulater. Irene Tuakora. Ching Valdez Aran. And Andre DeShields is Hermes. Special thanks to Calvin Samuel Blanche, Elliot Byler, Sam Chaffricks, Adrian Hopkins, Caroline Hopkins, and Natalie Hopkins. The team's producing director is Alexandra Lalonde, and producing manager is Laura Elliott. We had casting support from Melissa Friedman of Epic Theater Ensemble. Our writer is Nathan Youngerberg. Audio production and mix by John Melillo. Tessa Zitter is our assistant producer, and Yonatan Reckham is assistant editor. Live from Mount Olympus, music was composed by Magdalini Gianiku and performed by Banda Magda. Jason Adam Katzenstein created our illustrations and is series humor consultant. A big thank you to our creative advisors, Dr. Crystal Bob Simple, Dr. Michael Cohen, Dr. Simon Critchley, Effie Tsiotsu, and Dr. Kate Burney. Special thanks to Richard Nodell and Dr. Janet Burstein. Michael Kendrick is program director for Onassis USA. Marketing and social media management by Karina Grudnikoff and Caroline English. Press by Blake Zedell. Graphic design by Onassis Creative Studio. Since 1975, the Onassis Foundation has been dedicated to culture, community, and education with projects that can effectively inspire social change and justice across borders. Learn more at www.onassis.org. Live from Mount Olympus is a proud member of Tracks from PRX. Until next time, there's so many stories to tell.
This is Tracks from PRX.
Support for Tracks comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Onassis Foundation.